On to old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 2279, Ron Sutton.
My turn now?
It is your turn. You have the floor, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 2279 for Ron Sutton for a conditional use for 11 multifamily dwellings based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks a conditional use to permit 11 multifamily units on a 1.035-acre parcel of land. Such a high-density development is not appropriate for this small parcel of land. Two, the application is not consistent with the other uses in single-family homes in the vicinities. While there are other multifamily developments in the area, they are located on much larger parcels which can accommodate the necessary parking, safe vehicular movement, stormwater management, and the other features. This small one-acre parcel is not suitable for 11 units. Three, the 11-unit multifamily dwelling would allow an increase in density on this site along Kent Avenue. Kent Avenue is a relatively small two-lane road with no sidewalks. It's heavily traveled already, and it cannot support the increased traffic that would result from this increased density. Four, although the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan indicates that this is in the coastal area, it does not mandate that a conditional use for 11 multifamily dwelling units must be approved on this small one-acre parcel. The plan states that Sussex County's base density of 2 units per acre is appropriate throughout this clarification. That statement supports that the continuation of the existing MR zoning and the 4 units per acre base density is permitted in the MR district. Five, the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan suggests that densities greater than 2 units can be justified in the coastal area under certain circumstances. However, several of the conditions for this greater density, as mentioned in the plan, are not satisfied. For example, the proposed 11-unit multifamily development is not keeping within the area. The proposed multifamily development is not on a main road or near a main intersection. Instead, Kent Avenue is a narrow two-lane road at this location. It is also not appropriate to create such a small standalone conditional use property that would be overburdened with the planned 11 multifamily units. Six, several neighbors appeared in opposition to the application, citing concerns about traffic, the drainage problems that exist in the area that would be increased by this project, the difficulty in accommodating stormwater management on this small parcel, in addition to the 11 proposed homes and other associated impacts. I find this testimony to have merit. Seven, for the reasons stated, the proposed conditional use does not promote the overall health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or the county. Eight, there is nothing in the record suggest that the 11-unit conditional use is more appropriate than the 4 dwelling units that are permitted under the existing MR zoning on this small property. Nine, for all these reasons, it is my recommendation that this conditional use is denied. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
The move is seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2279, Ron Sutton, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Carried. The motion carries 4-1. Next item is conditional use number 2282, Lawrence Davies.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2282 for Lawrence Davies for a microbrewery based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use will be located in an existing building at the intersection of Cedar Neck Road and Hickman Road, where other commercial business uses currently exist. This location consists within the adjacent zonings and uses. Two, The small use will not adversely impact traffic or area roads. 3, the small use will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or communities. 4, as a small microbrewery, there will not be any deliveries to or from the premises. 5, as a microbrewery, the applicant will be required to comply with all state and federal requirements for governing the use. 6, the use will be served by Sussex County Sewer. 7, no parties appeared in opposition of this application. 8, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use as a microbrewery shall comply with all state and federal requirements for its use and operation. B, the use shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department's requirements concerning the connection of the microbrewery operation to the Sussex County sewer system. In addition, any waste or spent materials associated with the brewing operation shall be stored inside of the building until removed by legal and appropriate methods. C, the hours of operation for public access to the microbrewery shall be 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. D, there shall be no outdoor music on the patio. The location and the size of the patio shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. E, since the property is zoned C1, the signage shall comply with the requirements of the C1 zoning district. F, all roads and intersection improvements shall be subject to the requirements of DLDOT. G, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Just one quick question, Mr. Mears, and I might have misheard you with the mask. I think the fourth reason, I may have misheard it, said as a small microbrewery, there will not be many with an M deliveries to or from the premises.
Yes, and I said any.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Correct.
Sure. Yeah.
I second the motion.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1944, Executive Lawn Management Property, LLC, care of John Hughes. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is change of zone number 1948, the Grand at Canal Point Maintenance Corporation.
Mr. Chairman, Executive Lawn.
I'm sorry. I skipped one. Sorry about that. Okay. Change of zone number 1944, Executive Lawn Management Property, LLC, care of John Hughes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1908 for Executive Lawn Property Management, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning to C2 Medium Commercial Zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1. C2 Medium Commercial Zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. 2. The applicant's property is currently zoned AR1 along Route 9. It was previously approved for use as a landscape business in 2017 as conditional use number 2093 and ordinance 2521. The applicant seeks to convert the existing conditional use to the C2 medium commercial district to allow greater flexibility in his landscaping business and to allow more retail sales associated with that use to occur from the site. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. 3. C2 zoning at this location along Route 9 will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a commercial location for the applicant's business. Nearby residents will not have to travel to Lewis, Milton, Long Neck, or Georgetown for the retail and services uses that can be provided at this site. 4. There is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. 5. The site is mostly in the low-density area, according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and Future Land Use Map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning, according to the plan. 6. The proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 7. No parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application, and 8. Any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
OK, Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1944, Executive Lawn Management Property LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is change of zone number 1948, the Grand at Canal Point Maintenance Corporation.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of an amendment to condition 15 of change of zone number 1926 and ordinance 1700 regarding docks within the Grand at Canal Point RPC, based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this matter was previously considered by the commission, and the commission recommended an amendment to condition 15 to allow one dock for kayaks and paddleboards. Since both Deneric and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have jurisdiction over the locations and the dimensions of such a dock, the recommendation for approval was subject to their jurisdiction. After the county council hearing, the commission recommendation was amended by the council to include specific dock dimensions of the dock, which evidently are impossible and impractical to meet according to the record from this current application. For this reason, I move that the commission's original recommendation be followed, with the county approval being based to review and approval of the state and federal agencies who have jurisdiction over a dock like this. This recommendation is again based upon the following reasons. Two, condition number 15 of change of zone 1926 and ordinance 1700 currently states that no piers, docks, boat ramps, or other water-related facilities may be permitted within the Canal Point RPC. Three, the Canal Point RPC is adjacent to the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal, which is a source of water-related activities for many Sussex County residents and visitors. Four, it was shown during the public hearing that this area of the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal has developed with many personal docks attached to individual lots, as well as a large marina associated with the town of Henlopen Acres. Five, the revised condition number 15, which will be limited to non-motorized boats, will have less of an impact on the waterway and the environment than many of these existing docks and motorized boats they serve. Six, with one point of access to the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal, there will be a well-designed and permitted dock available to the residents of Canal Point instead of a multiple undefined points of access that could cause more damage to the canal and the environment. Seven, condition 15 of change of zone 1926 and ordinance 1700 should be amended to state as follows. 15, subject to the receipt of all applicable permits from the United States Army Corps of Engineers, Deneric, and other agencies having jurisdiction, this RPC shall be permitted to have only one dock for the use of residents. This dock shall be utilized for kayaks and paddleboards. No motorized boats shall be launched or docked at this location. No storage of kayaks, paddleboards, boats, or other marine equipment shall be permitted along the dock or landward of it within the RPC. There shall be an amendment to the Canal Point Master Plan and a subsequent final site plan showing the dock and its point of access from the RPC. No other piers, docks, boat ramps, or other water-related facilities shall be permitted. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay, thank you. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1948, the Grand at Canal Point Maintenance Corporation. All those conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is conditional use number 2277, Avalon Woods Owners Association Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2277 for Avalon Woods for an accessory building in the form of a shed to be located and used by the development's HOA within the development's open space, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is an existing shed located within a portion of the open space of the Avalon Woods subdivision. The Avalon Woods Homeowners Association intends to use the shed for storage of the association's records and other items. Two, this is a very small use that will not adversely impact traffic or area roadways or any neighboring properties within the development. Three, the use must be a benefit to the Avalon Woods Homeowners Association and the community's residents by providing a convenient and secure location for storing the HOA's records. Four, the use will not require any water or sewer service. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Six, ordinarily, the commission is reluctant to allow a conditional use within a subdivision. However, this is a unique situation because the applicant is the subdivision's HOA and the use is for the benefit of the HOA and the residents of the subdivision. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the site shall be located within a portion of the open area of the Avalon Woods subdivision. B, the use shall be limited to the existing shed, which is approximately 12 feet by 20 feet in size. This shed shall not be used for storage of homeowners association, shall only be used for storage of homeowners association documents and other items. The shed shall not be used for meetings of any kind. C, the shed shall be kept in a neat and orderly appearance. D, the failure to comply with these conditions of approval may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2277, Avalon Woods Owners Association Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1947, Kenneth P. Adams.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1947 for Kenneth P. Adams for a change in zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Two, the site is adjacent to C1 property that is currently being used by the applicant's company, for its construction, site work, and paving operations. Three, the property is generally located at the corner of Route 113 and Governor Stokely Road. The land on the opposite side of Governor Stokely Road is zoned C1 and C2. This is an appropriate location for an expansion of the applicant's commercial zoning by adding additional C3 land to the existing C1 zoning. Four, this location currently has several accessory buildings on the site, including a former airplane hangar. These buildings shall be incorporated into the applicant's existing operations at the site. Five, as stated by the applicant, there will continue to be interconnectivity between this land and the existing C1 land that is next to it. Six, the site will be served by central water and sewer. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Three more.
Oh, you missed some.
Three more.
You know, I was wondering what happened.
Almost.
Mr. Chairman, I've got a few more points.
An encore. Okay.
Item number seven. The site is in the commercial area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. C3 zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Eight, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Nine, any future use of the property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commissions. Mr. Chairman, that is my motion.
Now I second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1947, Kenneth P. Adams, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.